BookTrack brings your favorite stories to life through movie-style soundtracks. Best heard on headphones with high-quality audio settings.
Hachette Audio presents The Only Girl in the World, a memoir written by Maud Julien with Ursula Gautier, translated by Adriana Hunter, read by Elizabeth Rogers.
To my mother, the first victim of the ogre.
Introduction. In 1936, Louis Didier was 34 and financially well off. A man from humble origins, he had risen remarkably quickly through the ranks of French society, and he now ran a company in Lille. Initiated into an esoteric lodge of Freemasonry, he adhered to an extremely dark spiritual vision of a fallen world governed by grim forces. That year, he met a man, a miner from the town of Fives, who was struggling to feed his many children. Louis Didier suggested the miner entrust to him his youngest child, a flaxen-haired six-year-old girl.
Jeanine will never want for anything. She will have a brilliant education and enjoy a very comfortable life. My only condition is that you will no longer see her.
It's unclear whether there was a financial transaction. The miner agreed. Jeanine left to live under Louis Didier's protection and never saw her family again. Louis Didier kept his promise. Jeanine was sent to boarding school and received an excellent education. When she reached the age of consent, she came back to live with her guardian. He had her study philosophy and Latin at university in Lille and made sure she earned her degree. I don't know when Louis Didier revealed his grand project to Jeanine. Did he talk about it when she was still a little girl who spent only holidays with him? Or did he wait until she'd grown up and become his wife? I think that deep down, Jeanine always knew what her mission was. To give him a daughter as blonde as she was, and then to take charge of the child's education. Louis believed that the child Jeanine brought into the world would be, like her father, chosen, and that later in life she would be called upon to raise up humanity. Thanks to her mother's qualifications, this child would be raised away from the polluting influences.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?